Congressman Tom Reed's bill, known as the Expanding Access to the Diabetes Self-Management Training Act, would expand the pilot program to allow the use of telemedicine. It would also allow more people to prescribe it, not just doctors, but also nurses, nurse practitioners, and clinical nurse specialists. And it will expand the hours that can be reimbursed.
To make sure that not only are people, when they're pre-diabetic or potentially diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in particular, that they get the training and self-management techniques through an educational course that this is designed to assist with in order for them to know how to better handle their diabetes condition.
Reed participated in a roundtable discussion in Corning last week where he heard concerns about the cost of the program for those prescribed self-management training. Reed's proposal would eliminate out-of-pocket expenses for the patient. During his weekly conference call, he also discussed the cost of insulin, which has soared over the past 20 years. Back in February, Reed and Congressman Brian Higgins grilled Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, a former pharmaceutical company executive, about drug prices. Reed was asked if pressure has worked.
We are seeing cost curves now that are starting to normalize and go down overall. So we'll hope that continues the trend as we put pressure on them. And this is one of the tools that we have in the toolbox is asking the hard questions. It's amazing how that changes behavior, and we're seeing that in the insulin world as we speak.
However, the American Diabetes Association, in a white paper released Tuesday, says drug companies continue to set and raise insulin prices. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.